This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Prescribed fire benefits to the farm landscape. Our topic today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers. From a recent PDP Dairy Signal, we hear from Jake Pulfer, a prescribed fire coordinator with Pheasants Forever, Inc. And how long has prescribed burning been around?
So prescribed fire has actually been around in one form or another for more than 10,000 years. In order to survive, they noticed that it brought around certain crops of food like raspberries, blueberries. It also helped to control brush and keep woodlands and forests more open so that it allowed for easy hunting access.
He discusses why prescribed burns on the farm are so important.
There's a real need for us to increase the amount of acreage that is getting burned in the state of Wisconsin annually. And I think that, you know, we've mentioned the kind of the community aspect that can come around to help get these fires done. And one of the most emergent ways that that's kind of happening here in Wisconsin is with prescribed burn associations, which is a peer-to-peer organization of landowners. It can be formal, it can be informal, but it's just people coming together to share equipment, to share their expertise, attending fire training workshop. So attending one of those if you want more information, but then also just give me a call. I love chatting about this stuff. Otherwise, you know, you can talk to your local farm bill biologist and they will come out and they will talk to you. And we, all of us are able to, you know, look at a piece of land with you and give you an idea of how we would safely burn that.
Britta Peterson, a biologist with Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever, offers her 2 cents.
You know, my kind of big takeaway is that fire is good, but you have to be prepared. So as a landowner, it is a useful and beneficial tool. But as we've talked about, it does take some preparation, whether it just want it, but I need to hire somebody, or if you're putting in that time to learn. So fire is a good thing. It just takes some preparation.
Yeah, I don't think that you can stress enough how much training is important. Certainly you can learn how to do fire, but trial and error can lead to some pretty disastrous mistakes. So taking the time to reach out to those that have practiced, that are knowledgeable, and just asking questions might be the easiest way to start yourself on your fire journey. And I was on a fire training earlier this year, and one of the participants said that fire is a team sport. And that really resonates with me because all of us within the prescribed fire community actively want to help those that are just getting into fire or are curious about fire, and help them grow their knowledge and ability to help contribute to the number of acres that are getting burned annually.
That's Jake Pulfer, prescribed fire coordinator with Pheasants Forever, Inc., and Britta Peterson, a biologist with Pheasants Forever and also Quail Forever. And if you'd like to hear that entire PDP Dairy Signal for free, simply go to pdpw.org and click on the Dairy Signal. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
National 4-H Conference in our nation's capital yesterday. Delegates participating had a chance to build relationships and voice their opinions. National Institute of Food and Agriculture Director Jay Hamby.
This year's theme, which was selected by the delegates, it's stronger ties, deeper roots, and empowered leaders. And while working together, forging those lifelong points of interconnectivity that all 50 states, U.S. territories, our tribal lands, personal and professional networks that they will carry with them throughout their lives.
The National 4-H Conference in Washington, D.C. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.